Wendy LaHaye's dying declaration, just before midnight as Valentine's Day approached 4 years ago, was that she still loved her son, Michael LaHaye, even as he stabbed her some 30 times while in a cannabis-induced psychotic rage in her Monk Road home in Remara Township. Today, 34-year-old Michael LaHaye will leave prison a free man after being sentenced to time served plus a day by Superior Court Justice Jill Cameron on Thursday in Newmarket. Thursday's outcome was expected following a December court appearance in Barrie that laid out the conditions of a joint submission after LaHaye had pleaded guilty to manslaughter with an accompanying sentence of 7 years. LaHaye's pre-sentencing custody effectively met the release threshold when significant enhancements were accounted for because of the harsh conditions in jail, court heard. LaHaye, who was 30 when he killed his mother in 2021, had been originally charged with first-degree murder. Wendy, a mother of three, was 47 when she died. Her husband, Paul Alexander, survived the attack, fending off his stepson by hitting him with a frying pan, while also trying to stop the attack on his wife. A number of factors were considered in pivoting to manslaughter from murder, Crown Attorney Sonny Dudani told court in Barrie on December 12. Michael LaHaye was also charged with aggravated assault for the attack on his elderly stepfather. In a flash of time, we lost a mother, brand new grandmother, wife, soulmate, daughter, sister and special friend, her family posted in her memorial notice in 2022 to mark a year since her death. We are left with a gaping hole in our lives. LaHaye's family supported the joint resolution and were in court in Barrie and again in Newmarket. In Barrie, court heard details of disturbing behavior in the weeks and months leading up to the fatal attack, but that concerns about his condition had abated. On the night of the grisly attack, court heard that Michael LaHaye had ingested up to a dozen cannabis-infused brownies. Michael LaHaye had various mental health concerns that had waxed and waned since childhood and that he coped with by self-medicating with cannabis edibles. LaHaye will be on probation for 3 years and is subject to a lifetime weapons ban.